Hello.
Hi, it's Renee with Eagle Moss. Did you request a call back?
Yes, I did.
What
Thank
can
you.
I do to assist you?
I checked this tracking number with the US Postal Service for my order.
And what was that
And
tracking number again? One moment.
okay. The tracking number, I believe, starts with a EM.
One moment. One moment, I'll be right with you.
Okey-dokey. See, I did get somebody.
Can you verify your name, address, and email for me?
Okay, my name is Carl Frederick, CarlFrederick.
And your
And
email?
the I have Carl FR 973 at gmail.com. Unless
Okay.
you show a different one there, because I got two emails.
No, that's the one that's here. And let's see here. Is that the WWE
And
you're
the
calling
address
about?
that it was going, and the address it was going to is HC70, Box 3567, Sarita, SAHUARITA, Arizona 85629.
Okay. Is that the WWE that you're calling about?
Yes.
Okay. And you said they gave you a shipment.
And the tracking number that was given to me says that they don't track international tracking numbers. And the tracking number that was given to me with the email that was sent to me by you guys had a tracking number that's an international tracking number.
I don't think that's an international tracking number. That's our tracking number. No, they haven't given you a
That's what
tracking
the
number yet.
well, the email had a number on there that said EM, and it had nine zeros, and then it said 1422194.
That's our tracking number. It hasn't shipped, it hasn't transferred over to the postal system yet. So once it transfers over to the postal system, then you'll have a tracking number. That tracking number will not, you can't do anything with that tracking number. That's just
I
ours.
thought that was my tracking number.
It is yours with that, it's attached to that, but the postal service has not attached your actual tracking number so that you can trace it. That's our
Yeah,
number.
because the email told me the email was from February 5th that said that my item or my package has been shipped.
It's being shipped to the Postal Service. Once it arrives at the Postal Service, there'll be another tracking number. You'll be able to trace it and track it. But right now, it's not at that status. Are we on the same page at the same paragraph?
I'm trying to, because like I told a lady before, that this is my first time using your service.
Okay, yeah. It's I see where she said yeah, where you called on the 3rd. She updated that. So yeah, it's once it's the Postal Service receives it, then you'll be able to track it directly. It'll give you
I'm surprised the postal didn't receive it yet, because it was sent on Friday the 5th from the warehouse.
Mm-hmm. From the warehouse in Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She told me it was Pennsylvania.
No. Well, it depends. You know what? I can't say that. Don't let me dishonor what she said. Let me look and see.
She told me that it was coming from the distribution place in Pennsylvania.
I can be wrong. Let me see. So now we have 2 warehouses. She's right. Pennsylvania. So, yes. But once the Postal Service receives it, from the where that number is following that package to the postal system. Once the postal system receives it, that tracking number is going to change. And you'll get an email about that. It'll be on your ledger, and you'll be able to say, okay, it arrived in wherever it's going in Arizona. You'll be able to track it to the door once the Postal Service receives it.
Well, the package will be sitting in the post office, because I'll have to pick it up, because the package will be too big to go in the mailbox.
Okay. Is it yours?
Yes, my mailbox. It'll be too big, because, see, the mailbox is not at my house. The mail doesn't get delivered to my house.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
Everything that gets sent to my house is either by UPS, FedEx, or Amazon. That will get shipped to my house.
Mm-hmm.
But to my regular mailbox, if there's anything that's too big to fit in the mailbox,
mm-hmm.
they put a slip in the mailbox for you to go to the post office to pick it up.
So you live in
and
like
since
a rural
the lady
area?
Told me that the box, huh?
Is it a rural area?
Where you got, like, on the side of the street, a line of mailboxes sitting on one big post.
Oh, okay. All right, gotcha.
Yeah, that's why my address said HC70 box.
Okay,
Because everybody's mailboxes are on the side of the road, because we live back here in the mountain area.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a rural area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And since the lady told me that my package was going to be like the size of a shoebox.
Oh, so you can't get it, so you have to go pick it up.
Yeah, yeah. Because I got four figures that are in the box.
Oh my goodness.
And each of the figures have individual boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't have too much. You need a truck just to go get your mail. Okay. So you are all set.
Well, the post office ain't that far anyway.
No.
The post office is right down the road anyway, but they just can't come to my house. Nobody in the mountain area where I'm at. We can't have any mailboxes back here because they don't want to come back here.
Oh, but you have, is this a cell phone or a landline? You have a cell phone?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone.
Okay, so you got pretty good service back there for that.
Well, that's because I got AT&T.
Oh, top of the line, huh?
If I had Cricket or anyone else, I wouldn't have this good of a service.
Yeah, Cricket won't do it. Been there, done that.
I got rid of Cricket.
Mm-hmm. So did I.
I got rid of Cricket because they were terrible phone service.
So did I. I understand. I really do. I understand. But you are all set.
But yeah. So I just got to wait until probably next week for a delivery that it's going to go in my post office.
Mm-hmm. Because they did send it. It's on its way. It definitely is.
That means it's already out of Pennsylvania then, heading to the next postal office in the next following state.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that. Let me see here.
Because that tracking number that I gave you is mm-hmm. the number for you guys to keep track of where it's going to make sure it's getting to the post office so that it can have another tracking number posted on there for me to be able to go ahead and track.
Exactly. Exactly.
But the tracking number I gave you is for
That's
you guys
in-house.
To
mm-hmm.
track the package to make sure it's going to get to the
post office. Yep.
That's like it has to go to the post office from the warehouse,
mm-hmm.
from the warehouse to the post office,
mm-hmm.
and then from that post office
to you.
That's the one that has to put a new tracking number on there,
right?
Which
mm-hmm.
they would have to give you guys the tracking number to send to me,
right? And it'll be in your ledger. So if you call again, if you have to call again, you can ask one of the agents to just go in there, click on there. And they will put your phone number in, and it'll your cell phone number, and it will track exactly when you're going to receive it, when it is dropped off, everything. Once the post office receives.
So that means the post office has not generated another tracking number yet.
Not yet. Mm-mm. Not
so that
yet.
Means I got to wait one more day for them to generate a tracking number.
I don't know how many days. But they are going to get it because we sent it. We did our job. So now it's up to the post office.
Now, if the post office doesn't do their job, I guess
then
you guys
we'll
are going to get
issue.
On them for not
yep.
doing their job.
Well, yep, we certainly will. But at this point...
I mean, this is my first time ordering from you guys. First time using this and trying you guys out to see how good the products are.
We're good.
And... the last agent I talked to concerning my products, she had trouble explaining things.
Okay.
She had trouble explaining things about when I was talking to her about the type of material that these products are made with. And then I told her, I said, when it says something about scales and stuff like that, I don't know things by scales. I know them by inches or by height.
Okay, yeah, I see the last agent that you spoke with. Yeah, they don't give us all of that information for the most part. So I see what she was talking about. So we're actually just here to service and find out when it's going to arrive. If you order from the website, then we make sure that it's retrieved and sent out to you. But as far as all of the sizes and that type of thing, they don't give us that information.
I mean, if I'm paying like $20 for these items, each of these items, and they're not what they say they are, then I'm not going to be happy with it.
Yeah, but they have all that information on the website. So they'll generally
That's why I was asking the other representative all those questions, because I'm legally blind.
Oh, okay. So she will, let me see on here. Oh, yeah, I just saw that. No, that status is not available. And they, you know what, you probably should have informed her of that. I said you should have informed her, because they don't have us do all of that. In terms of sizes and that type of thing, we don't have that information. So if you had
I told her that, and she, it sounded like she wasn't all there.
Oh my. Okay.
She really didn't know what she was even. She didn't even really know what I was talking about when I. She just kept on saying, "Is there anything else? Is there anything else?" She kept interrupting me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I mean, somebody with a disability like me that can't read things that are small or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I'm good at seeing pictures and names of what I'm looking for, mm-hmm. but I can't read the descriptions.
Okay, gotcha.
I can't read the details, and I can't read the descriptions that they have for it, because the terms that they have on it, I don't understand them.
Okay, all right. I'm going to update your account so the next agent you do speak with, they'll be able to assist you even better, okay? Let's see.
And is that why my account says that it's still processing, because it hasn't left the post office?
It hasn't left. It's on its way to the post office. So I'm not sure at what, where it is, because it left on, wait a minute, let me go back and look. Details. Okay.
Because I do know it said it left, it said departed warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
And that was from the 5th.
Yeah, it did leave on the 5th. I don't have a calendar up here. That was
so the post office should have got it. Yeah, the post office should have got it on Monday.
Oh, I don't, that part I don't know. Possibly. But I don't see. Yeah, I don't see any of that. I just see where it left on the 5th, and they attached that tracking number to it. I don't see. They haven't generated another one at this point. So that's pretty much where you are right now. You should be getting some information about the new generated tracking information. That should be coming up to you soon. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Are these well-made products that I'm getting?
That part I do not know. I cannot tell you. Because that part, they don't have us. Let me see here. I can tell you where they are. To my knowledge, they are very well-made.
If I'm getting something that's going to easily break, it wouldn't be worth me even keeping.
We've had some things that have broken, but we've had less things break than we had, you know, more things break. And when they do, we take care of the customer. We'll reship it to you if it breaks in the process. So, no.
I want to make sure that it's, like, good material that it's made from. And,
well, I'll tell you what. When it arrives, inspect it. If it's not good, send it back. That's the only way you're going to know.
I mean, they should have gave more details on the website about these products than what they described.
I'm not sure what else you need to know other than what they do as far as just letting you know the basics of the, what is it that you ordered? Mickey Lynch.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, when it says that it's a 1/16 scale, I don't know what a 1/16 scale is.
Okay, so if it's a 1/16 scale, I'm not sure that they have a picture up here that would show you what that is. They don't have anything up here that I can see.
I mean, there's pictures there of the items when you order them. It mm-hmm. gives you a picture, and then it gives you all the description and everything like that, but a 1/16 scale can mean anything for an item, because I looked up what a 1/16 scale would be, and it tells you a 1/16 scale is anywhere from 8 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was trying to think of something. I don't know what else it would be that would be able to help you, because they don't, like, if something was the size of a figurine was the size of a banana standing up. and they said 116. It would give you a general idea of potentially how large that figurine is because of the size of the banana that they have standing next to it. But they can't do that because that would not be good for the website. I understand what you're saying, but that wouldn't be good for the website in terms of pictures and placing something that would connect or make a person see how big that 116 or that 121 is.
I mean, if they're telling you something's a 116 scale and somebody doesn't know what a 116 scale is and they get it and it's not what they think it is,
then you send it back.
Then it's not worth it.
Then you send it back. That's what you do. If it's not what you want or what you imagine, then you send it back. We'll take it back. That won't be an issue. Because they don't have anything on the website that shows the depth or the height. They just tell you how tall they are. But they don't actually have anything on there that you could compare the two to be able to see what it will be once it arrives in the home. I do apologize.
I mean, it even tells you the material on there that it's made with. And I can't even pronounce the material that it's made from.
Okay, so once you get it, fill it, and if you don't like it, just give us a call back, and we'll give you the information so you can ship it back.
I mean, what is a metallic rosin or whatever it says it is on there? What is that?
You know, a metallic? Is that the word that is used? Is that what it says?
I mean, that's what it says the material is, but I don't know what it is.
Metallic is like a shiny, and resin is what they have locked it. Resin is like a, what am I looking for here? It's like a gloss, so it's going to have a high gloss on it. That's what a resin is, and resin is real real hard. So once it dries, it's difficult to break it. That's what resin is. So if that's what's on.
So that means this is a well-made product then.
It's a well-made product, especially if it's using resin. However, you have to be the judge of that. Once you get it in your hands, you feel it, you look at it, you see it, then you'll be able to tell if it's really the quality that you're looking for. And again, if it's not, then just go ahead and ship it back. We'll exchange it, or we'll receive it back.
Well, that sounds good to me. I just wanted to make sure information and everything was correct with everything, because when I called the post office with the number, I didn't know that wasn't my number. It was the number for you guys to track, not for me.
No, that's ours. Once they receive it, you'll get updated information. And then you'll be able to go and pick that merchandise up. But right now, it's not available.
So that means I got to give it at least maybe a day or two for it to actually come over.
That I don't know. But when it does arrive, then you'll be able to go over and pick it up.
I'll just have to wait for another email saying Eagle Moss customer service.
Mm-hmm. Once you get that, you'll be ready to roll.
Just like I got the first time, I'll have to wait the second time for another email.
Yep, and then you'll be ready to pick it up. Definitely.
All right.
All right, you have a good evening, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You stay safe. Bye-bye.